My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. He represents the Golden State's 46th Congressional District, but due to realignment in the state, following the census, as of January, he will be representing the 48th Congressional District, which is the Costa Mesa area of Southern California. He's also a longtime member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee and is chairman of its Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee. He was part of hearings late last week into what exactly happened leading up to, during, and after the terrorist attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. He's with me now to explain what he and his colleagues learned as a result of those hearings. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much.
One of the things we knew in the wake of Benghazi is that there were concerns by those in that location about a possible attack because of the lax security and because of the other attacks that had happened in that area. So they requested more security from our State Department. Ultimately, that did not happen. Did you get any more insight into why?
Well, the Democrats trying to politicize this are suggesting that, they were turned down in their request for a higher level of security at the Benghazi consulate because of the budget cuts that Republicans are always responsible for. However, there were at one of the hearings that we had, we actually had the Assistant Secretary of State who actually made the decision as to what the level of security would be and that it would be a lower level than was requested. And I personally asked her, was budget considerations any part of your decision not to have a higher level of security? And she answered, no. There was no consideration of budget. So the Democrats trying to politicize this and get away with it doesn't work. Well, why was it? Why did she then pick a lower level of security? Well, number one, she did explain to us that she had the idea that local militia groups and things could be trusted to offer a certain degree of protection, which was obviously a wrong decision. But I think what is also at play here is that the administration has been trying to downplay the threat of radical Islam for the last few years. And, I mean, in fact, the president can't even get those words out of his mouth, radical Islamic terrorists. And they've been excusing every one of these actions as something else other than radical Islamic terrorism. So you have a mindset in the administration of minimizing the danger, and perhaps that had something to do with her decision as the having a lower level of security that was necessary.
Well, let's talk about the informing of the American people about what was responsible now for Benghazi. Obviously, you had the president and the Secretary of State in the days afterwards talking a lot about the internet video. We now know that intelligence reports from almost immediately following the attack and perhaps even during the attack suggested this was clearly an intelligence attack. Former CIA Director Petraeus at the end of last week said that's exactly what his intelligence reports showed. But somewhere between there and when Susan Rice went on the Sunday morning shows on the 16th, that reference to Al-Qaeda and clear references to terrorism were somehow taken out. No one seems to know, though, how it got changed. What's your best analysis of that?
Well, it's not just Susan Rice, although she certainly was a major player. I mean, here you got the ambassador to the United Nations out there saying something that is factually not true. And 6 days after it was clear to the CIA and hopefully to the National Security Council that it was a terrorist group and not a movie rage that resulted in the deaths of our diplomatic personnel. But it was also the president himself kept over and over again talking about this movie rage and how we have to be more sensitive, meaning blaming us. Blaming the United States, blaming us for having freedom of speech so somebody could make a film that somebody else was upset about. Well, that's not the way we are here. And so it was very disturbing that we had this going on for so long. And as you say, it is clear now that within a short period of time, maybe a matter of hours, it was clear that this was not movie rage, but was instead an Al-Qaeda-type professional radical Islamic terrorist hit job.
Sir, do you believe that we'll ever know who was responsible for changing the intelligence report?
I think that this is clearly a consensus at the White House, and that the I don't know. It's just like in Watergate. Are you ever going to, were they ever going to find out whether or not Haldeman and Ehrlichman actually discussed it with the break-in, and whether or not they discussed it with the president? And I think it's clear for those of us who have worked in the White House that the president would have been notified that it was a terrorist attack by a radical Islamic terrorist organization. And whether or not he then personally decided to set the directions that people are going to emphasize the movie rather than the terrorists, we may find that out someday. It depends on what happens with Petraeus. I think what's going on with Petraeus is mighty peculiar, and there's a lot of questions there. This man changed his testimony between the first time he testified and the second time. And during the middle there, he was kicked out of the CIA, and we found out that people were keeping a secret dossier on his private life. There's a lot of bad implications to that that we need to tie down and need to investigate.
We're talking with California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. And, sir, you are one of about 100 House Republicans to sign a letter to the president urging him not to nominate Susan Rice to replace Hillary Clinton when she finally decides to step aside as Secretary of the State, as she's indicated she's going to do. Talk about the reasoning behind this letter and what impact you think it'll have on his deciding.
Well, I agree with the president when he says, don't blame Susan Rice, blame me, because the American people were lied to after this. It was an attempt to distract us with something about movie rage rather than face the fact that we are under grave threat from radical Islamic terrorist groups. And I don't know what his motive was in trying to deflect attention away from those groups, but that's clear. Well, Rice was a good soldier. She was going along, and I'm afraid that what we don't need is good soldiers who will go along if the American people are being lied to.
Congressman, real quick, as I mentioned earlier, you are the subcommittee chairman of Oversight and Investigation. So what comes next as you look for more answers?
Well, we're going to, as I say, there's so many targets right now of things that need to be clarified that we know this story is not going to be just passing in a by and forgotten. This is the Watergate scandal was a two-bit break-in, and it grew to an impeachment. This is far worse than that. We got four dead diplomats and a president claiming, well, they're just bumps on the road to better relations with Islam. Well, that type of this deserves a lot more scrutiny by the American people.
Well, Congressman, as you mentioned, the investigation will continue, and we certainly look forward to checking back in with you as more revelations are discovered. Thank you very much for being with us today. Happy Thanksgiving. Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents California's 46th Congressional District. Come January, he'll be representing the 48th Congressional District due to the changing of the congressional boundaries in California following the 2010 census. He's also a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and he's chairman of the committee's Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.